Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to your community of light.
Yeah.
I am Shri Ram Ka, and you have joined Shri and Kira Live.
Right here at bbsradio.com. We are also over at onenesstalkradio.com. Of course, over at YouTube at Official Shri and Kira, and also over at Facebook at Oneness Talk Radio, I believe. And I am Master Lady Kira Ra saying welcome. And isn't the energy amazing? It really is. We are at a moment where we are illuminating through this new moon creation. And Shri and I are really pretty excited today because there's a lot happening down here in Ecuador. And I'm noticing you changed our background, which shocked me. I was like, yesterday we had the full fountain and today we don't. And so we'll see. Maybe we'll change that up.
I didn't touch it.
Interesting. Don't we love that? And have you been having that kind of like whoa moment? Well, hey, we wanted to open up with our own kind of whoa moment and share with you what's happening down here right now, right here in Paute, our beautiful little indigenous village that we live in. It's Carnival.
Carnival.
It is Carnival. And it is wild and it is festive. And my heart is just like, of course it is. You know, here they are. This is the first day and the parades in Paute, the Carnival celebrations in Paute are so incredibly well known that everybody comes in from Cuenca. Anybody that owns a piece of land or has a relative that owns a piece of land is here staying on it. You know, it's one of those like the town fills up.
Well, it's a 4-day weekend.
Huge. And it's a national holiday. People have off work until Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's shut. And then they sort of kind of wind into Ash Wednesday and Lent and all of that. But right now it's party time.
And so we wanted to share with you, you know, we've been so blessed that we have a medical doctor that has come on board to help be part of Clinica Linda, our indigenous clinic that we are offering as a free service for pain relief for all of the indigenous beings up here that live in this area. And those that are coming from a long way away. It's really quite fascinating the more people are finding out about it. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Lorena Ventimiglia came on board as our resident physician, and she is also now a medical doctor available here at Tosa Blue Mountain, along with all the other things we're doing. And she sent us a video.
She sent a little
and we had
video.
Share it with you right now, because what a great way to open up this joy-filled, illuminated new moon moment.
Because her family is from Paute, and she said to me when I saw her a couple of weeks ago, she said, we do the parade every year. We're in the parade. And I said, well, what does that mean? It means we're in there. We're dancing. We're celebrating.
And so what we learned, which I thought was so interesting, what we learned is that the Carnival in Paute, the entire town shuts down for 3 days, and every family that wants to practices, and they are in the parade, and they keep parading until everyone has danced. And so
this is
happening in our village pretty much right now. This parade is still going on, and we just got this.
This is Sunday. They do one Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
It's 3 days. So here you go. We want to share this with you. This is happening right now. This is our little village. Okay,
you got it?
Hey, it is Carnival. And so we wanted to literally from our home to yours share. I wanted to open the show with this as soon as it came in, because this is the energy that's at hand right now. And this is the moment that is calling out to you, this illuminated full moon. And today, this show, you want to stay with us in the second half of the show. We are going to be culminating with this beautiful illuminated Sacred New Moon co-creation connection. It's going to be an energy connection, one that will take us into a depth of our own creative field. And then please make a note, write it in your heart, put it on a little sticky at 6:30 p.m. this evening, Eastern Time. Just take a second, bring your hands to your heart and connect with Sri and I. Because this is where we're going to be. We're going to be up in our water therapy center at the Fountain of Creation. And we are going to, we will make a little film or take some photos, but we know it needs to be a private thing between the two of us. And we invited yesterday on yesterday's show as well. And we're inviting all of you to please, when you are in that energy this evening of this illuminated new moon, look at all the things that have been illuminating. When Mercury went retrograde just last week, we all started seeing that illuminated void. But today, this moment, we are in it. We are collectively in it. And so, hey, and now look at that. And now we are magically, this is where Sri and I are going to be at 6:30 tonight, all right? Dancing with this void of creation. And this fountain will be on. That Nitiraj right there is probably, what, 36 inches diameter?
Yeah, it's about huge.
It's a huge Nitiraj. And then you can see the flow there. And we will be taking pictures. We will be sharing this with you. And we will be there at 6:30. And at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we will stop all that we are doing to be with all of you. And we are going to be holding that presence for 5 minutes in the honor of Lord Shiva as we are kind of coming into the close of Mahashivaratri. And so 6:35 for 5 minutes this evening, that is Eastern time, we ask you to connect with us. And that as I'm sharing this, I am feeling this incredible, you guys feeling that on the back of your crown?
In the back of
your crown. It's a fascinating feeling. And this is because we are in an up-level energy. Remember that up-level that just happened when Mercury went into the stationary position opened up what we're calling, Sri, let's show them the February so we can show them that pyramid again, just to make sure you're really clear on why this is such a profound moment. So you see, this is the February calendar from the up-level calendar that we put out. If you don't know about it, at official Sri and Kira at YouTube or at our website, sriandkira.com, learn about it. So in February, we had two up-level moments, plus we have this illuminated new moon, which is today. Well, if you look at the 9th and you trace that star with your finger to the 18th, you notice it's the side of a pyramid. And if you take the 18th, which was that Mercury upgrade, retrograde, that was also an up level. So it was a Mercury upgrade in many ways. So if you look at that Mercury retrograde that happened on the 18th and you trace that with your finger to today, we are in the culminating creation moment of this illuminated month. Remember, what was the energy of February? Radiance. And you want to be with us next weekend when we talk about the energy of March, but it's all about radiance and illumination. It was that propulsion that came forward from that up-level full moon lunar eclipse in January when all of this up-level energy kind of birthed. So you can see that where has that brought us? It's brought us to consciousness as the moment of our up-level experience, and that we are consciously in a moment of creation. We are walking into the void of creation, but it's all illuminated. That's a profound moment, and that's right now.
Yes.
And that has already begun. What have you been paying attention to? What has been paying attention to you? What is going on around you? And we've got a lot to share about that, including, I notice phone lines are filling and we haven't even given the numbers, so we should give them, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
I think so, because they're getting full even without us saying them on the air.
Well, there's two ways you can reach us and join us live on the show. One of them is to call the 800 number at BBS Radio, and that toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008.
And remember, you do get to listen to the show while you're holding.
And also, you can ring us at 517-208-1500. 507-208-1500. And once again, you can hear the show while you're on hold.
You can. And that board's getting pretty full, but there is still a few slots. Go ahead and get in there. It is an amazing moment. So, Sri, as we were just talking about today. And yes. Remember, guys, you want to stay with us. Together we are better, and we're all going to take a journey together at the end of the show today into this co-creation that's happening with you right now. So as we were really preparing for today's show, I received an email at my private email, and I'm not going to say who sent this to me out of respect for them. However, it felt really important to read it before the show today, and so I did. And I will share with you that the subject line really got me, because the subject line was, I thought I had it all figured out.
Oh, yes.
Right? Okay. And I was like, okay, I need to give this a moment. I really need to honor the person that wrote this. I didn't even know, kind of like when Sri wrote me his very first email when we first met, I saw that subject line and was like, okay, I need to read this. And as I was reading this email, and I hope you're listening, Angel, because you know who you are. as I was reading this email, I thought, wow, you're actually describing what so many masters like you are going through right now. And I was reflecting upon yesterday's show and the callers. Oh, my God, the callers yesterday and the mini soul readings. I bow before you all.
Powerful.
Amazingly powerful. And if you have not connected with yesterday's Explore the Mysteries, shame on you. You go listen to that show. You really want to catch both shows, guys. You really do. However, Sri, I want to read this email.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I know that this email, and you haven't read it yet. So would you like to be the one to read it?
I'll be reading it
for the first time. Okay. So let's see. It is fairly long, but I know that a lot of people are going through this. But here's what I was thinking is that let's start with this paragraph right here. And
or if you have a sense of how to condense it, maybe you should read
that big paragraph I'll condense the rest. Because here's why we're starting with this, guys. Everything we wanted to say today is in this email. And I know that a lot of you are going to find yourself in this email as well. So let's all just take a moment and appreciate an email being written from someone who had the courage and the relaxation of ego to admit, I thought I had it all figured out.
You know,
I honor that deeply.
Absolutely. I'm going to pick up one line from the prior setup. This person says, when I write, more of my truth comes to the surface to be seen.
Yeah.
Isn't that true for many of us?
And how many of us give ourselves that moment?
Yes.
You know?
Okay, here's how it goes. This week has been interesting, challenging, and also full of high vibrational moments. The large influx of light has brought to the surface deeply held emotions and old habits.
That's the up level. This is what we were talking about yesterday. I want to kind of address this as we go through it.
Yeah.
So how many of you, and I remember in yesterday's callers, we're having all these up level moments, and yet it's getting to be like, wait a minute, right? You know, what is happening here? I'm feeling like the devil is returning.
Well,
right?
Yeah, and when the shadow or a wounded part of you comes forward, this doesn't mean you're regressing. This means you're healing. You know, we're up leveling our playing field.
And everything's illuminated, and we're getting ready to go into the creation energy. This is why this is so important right now.
All right, here we go. So the large influx of light has brought to the surface deeply held emotions and old habits. I am now realizing that I don't truly know who I am.
Yay! That is, you know, I just want to stop right there and say that when we realize or remember or reclaim, which is what this Mercury retrograde is all about. Remember, guys, we're in this for the next 24 months. Imagine where we'll be then. I'm already excited about that. And so when you are in this moment right now, I really don't know who I am. Welcome to the borderlands of sanity. That's the moment when you are absolutely being faced with an up-level opportunity, because like it or not, recognize it or not, to have that realization, you're already in the fifth dimension.
Yes.
You're being asked to pay attention. Go ahead.
What's left of what I held to be true is crumbling, and it has taken immense self-love and surrender to God. All of the roles that we play in life somehow seem to validate the excuses to hold on to the very things that block us from true joy. I have no idea who I truly am without these roles and responsibilities. I'm questioning everything.
Congratulations. And see, this is that moment where you really are at the borderlands of sanity, because you are being asked to cross a horizon. And I know this horizon. I absolutely have done that and can share with you that it is a very personal moment. There isn't anyone that's going to get you through it. Those of you that are also saying, oh my God, I could have written this letter, and that's why we're reading it, because this is exactly this moment. This is exactly this illuminated new moon experience where you've got to decide the who that you want to trust.
Yeah.
Because right now you're stuck, and that's why you're in pain. And you know, right before we came on the air today, Sri, you know what? I'll read it later. I want to keep going in this email, but this is a very big experience because in this moment right now, we are creating everything. Remember, we said this yesterday, everything has up-leveled. Everything is bigger.
Okay, continuing.
Please.
I'm questioning everything. My ego has flared up numerous times with the replaying of old tapes, and I have folded a few times. I have been able to bring myself through it with compassion and less self-judgment as I keep doing my practices and seeing the divine in all of it.
Now, I just want to underscore one word here, compassion. There's that fifth dimensional, you know, secret, right? Because you're carrying this compassion for yourself, that's why you're here. Because the minute you lift, the minute you decide to trust the up-level lift and you move into the seventh dimension, the judgments that you're imposing upon yourself right now become loved away. You love so much the aspect that has freed you to see beyond. And that's what's happening. You're being invited to see beyond.
This week began amazingly and with gusto. I held a belief that after such an amazing influx of light and reclamation of refractions left along the way, that somehow everything would stay smooth and high-flying. It was for the first part of the week, and then on Wednesday, bam, all kinds of things began showing up, mostly internally, which then manifested in my life experiences.
That's usually how it goes.
Emotions that I have no words to describe have been my companions for the last few days. And yet today, as I awoke to my mind still trying to control, I went into my heart and finally cried out for support.
Yes, that's compassion. You loved yourself enough to call in the compassion for you.
Yeah. This has brought forward not only a tangible feeling of unconditional love,
yes,
but also further clarity about a clarity of what's being pushed to the surface for healing and release. What I know is that I've still been running from myself, and my ego is a lot stronger than I gave it credit.
Congratulations.
And I realized that I'm tired, which made me ask, what inspires me and truly brings me joy?
And this is really important. Sri and I have been talking about this for a month now, right? Are you tired or are you inspired? Because you cannot be both, but you have to see it. And I think we should read the next part.
Okay. So a part of me is like, how did I end up here again?
Ever think that? Right? Ever have that happen?
Well, another aspect is joyful for the recognition so that I may choose anew.
Yes.
And so here I am at this crossroads in deep contemplation of why I am here now and preparing to consciously choose. I'm going to meditate and journal to get clear and answer those questions. I can't wait to be present for the shared journey this afternoon on the radio show, as well as with the class with Sri. All is truly well. Self-reflection and seeing within with clarity and honesty.
Keywords.
Clarity and honesty.
Yep.
Has really rocked my world this week.
Yes.
Yet I'm still here. I'm still choosing self-ascension. Thank you for your listening and your eternal love and support. It is truly appreciated, known, and reciprocated beyond all illusion and ego.
Thank you, beloved one, for sharing that blessing with us today. And thank you for the gift of saying yes to you. I know that a lot of you listening right now, a lot of you on the phone lines, a lot of you that are chatting, I know that a lot of you are feeling this way. This is because everything has up-leveled without exception.
Everything.
Everything. And so the key the real, you know, you want the key to the lock right there is consciousness. And this is our first illuminated new moon inside our first direct Mercury retrograde, meaning that we are directly into the retrograde.
We're
right in it, in this massive month of radiant illumination. What you are creating right now matters. It matters for you. It matters for your world. It matters for all. What you are creating right now matters. And here's the discernment, right? Everyone, everything is creating. It is without limit, right? This, the limitless creation is already happening. What we are, what Sri and I are inviting you into, is an up-level in consciousness that'll assist you to become aware of everything, of all the pieces that are right in front of you right now, paying attention with that clarity, like was just in our email, right? Paying attention and saying, okay, if I reflect, if I think about that radiance of light, remember we were showing you that beautiful that beam of light between those three dates in February?
Yes.
Now that we're past the second up level, everything's already going, hello, hello, hello. Remember, not every month has two up-level events. February was a big month. It's also a leap year. We're going to talk about that. You know, another perfect balance energy coming in Saturday. And so what we do with that beautiful gift is important to us. And that's the gift of this illuminated presence. So one of the things Sri and I have been talking about is if you are in partnership, and remember, it begins with your body, right? It always is that sacred union between the body and the soul. But once you have that sacred partnership, if you are in partnership, tonight is a really good night to share with each other. What are the puzzle pieces that have been illuminating for you? Here are the puzzle pieces that have been illuminating for me.
Right.
And let's put our pieces together and see what that makes. You
synergy,
know?
It's called.
Right. It's a gift. And that's why we're inviting you to join us energetically at 6:30. Let's put our pieces together. Let's see what this makes.
It's about manifesting your dreams.
Yeah.
And a true dream arises from that creative crucible that is at the edge of reality. Mm-hmm. You know, your imagination is the connection to your soul's creative energy. It is the connection to that which is ready to come into form.
Mm-hmm.
And so trust your imagination, trust your dreams, because they are the gateway to your joy.
Oh, I love that. And that brings us right back to that tired or inspired as well, right? Because if you're tired, then you're even too tired to carry your dream because it becomes easier to just let it go, right? To just say, oh, if it was meant to be, it would have happened. BS. If you visioned it, if it was in your consciousness at any point, then you have the capacity to manifest it. We are inspired eternally. How we work with that inspiration, how we inspire the inspiration, how we illuminate that inspiration, that's the way the journey weaves. Yet we are eternally inspired. You're inspired to give up. It's all inspiration. It's just, what is that inspiration assisting you to create? And so the inspiration around you right now is saying, look, what's been calling you? And through that up level in consciousness, why not throw in a hefty dose of self-forgiveness and compassion and just say, wow, I am so glad I'm here right now. I made it. And together we are better. I made it, right? And as this beautiful moment comes forward, and as we all go into our own co-creative dance this evening and today, right now, it's all good. It's all here. And remember, it's going to continue through Tuesday. So you want to join us Tuesday night as well. But as we do that together, notice what is ready to be released. Love it into release, right? Because everything's up leveling. So those pieces of the ego flares and the I'm not good enoughs and this and whatever, okay, they've up-leveled. Thank you. Thank you for showing me that you need more love, right? And then those other pieces that are saying, hey, let's go. Well, put them together and get going, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that continually kind of haunts my awareness from time to time is the difference between being spiritually functional and enlightened.
Touché.
To be spiritually functional is to operate at a high level of principle, to operate with compassion and principles that are truly your guiding 12 o'clock position, and to operate within the world in that way. However, to be enlightened, you've lost all sense of personal identity. And I think some people kind of confuse.
Yeah, and I have to jump in here. I have to do it, guys. I'm sorry. I do. Because, yes, that is all true. However, that is the moment that's before us right now, is where we can have the two together.
Well, this is what we call ascension consciousness.
Exactly.
Which is different than the classic understanding of enlightenment.
And this is important to understand, and that's why I had to jump in.
Because well, I was going
you,
there.
I know you were going there, but I think they need to hear it now.
The pyramid of spiritual awakening.
Do we have that? Can I?
No.
No? Okay, bummer.
Includes.
Imagine a pyramid.
Imagine a pyramid. It includes four basic levels. And within those levels, there are strata. But here's the thing. Most of you have heard us share about this. And if not, I'm giving it to you really briefly. We are all born into density, which is the ultimate ego state. Mm-hmm. And then we grow through density into spiritual activism, which is where we recognize, hey, there's other people here. Other people. People have needs, and there's concerns.
It's not just me.
There's concerns beyond my personal yum yums. So, so spiritual activism has a wide range. Some of it is very much a highly principled way of being, but it's activism nonetheless because it carries with it a judgment that somebody
and often anger. Yeah.
About right or wrong. Well, when we move into ascension awareness, which is the next level up on that pyramid, we're now quite in the fifth dimensional energy moving into the seventh dimensional energy, and that's kind of the strata of the dimensional strata of that. And we're in the love zone, meaning we're at 500 or above on David Hawkins' levels of consciousness. And love is that zone where the context of reality is more important than the individual acts, the behaviors, the content. And so it's very tough to hold a conversation, if you're in that love zone, to try to talk to somebody who's in a very basic understanding of ego states, you really aren't going to communicate that well. There are things you can agree on, but there's many things that just won't be understood.
Yeah.
And this is one of the dilemmas in our world today, is that when people are coming at something from truly a refined state of being, but they're interfacing with someone who's holding a more me-focused, ego-based reality, the motivations, the intentions don't quite hook up.
Well, you know, it's fascinating you're saying that, Sri. It brings me back to something we talked about yesterday, because Right before we got on the air today, those of you that were here the minute the show opened today, you notice our show opened about a minute and a half late, 100% Kira's fault. And that was because I had to write down this divine director's inspiration that came forward right before the show went on. And I didn't know if I was supposed to talk about it on the show or not. And everything that you're sharing is making me realize I want to go back to something we did yesterday, because it's exactly what you're saying. And yesterday, one of the things we talked about is that when people are afraid, right? When people are in deep fear, they will give away their power effortlessly, as long as they feel like you can't, you know, don't get into my house, leave me alone. So when people are afraid, they will give away their power. And we all know that fear has been really out there in the planetary thought body, right? However, when people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And the reason that I wanted to go and share that again is because right before we came on the air today, this week, and the letter that Sri and I read earlier in the show is one of many, 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 many letters that have come this week, and they've all had a similar experience within them. All of them from people that write me privately, and some of them particularly not the word nasty, but rage-filled and misdirected, and very, it was just a fascinating journey for me, because I'm watching it come up and witnessing it. And it was funny, because as I was witnessing that, I realized that throughout all of my year, and this is what I wrote down, is that throughout all of the years you and I have been blessed to be walking through the yoga of self-ascension together. And I mean, for all the years, we have really been blessed now in our 18th year together. I know what I have learned is that those who scream the loudest at you, the ones that are just really attacking you with all they have, I mean, they are coming at you from every angle, all the while telling you why it's for your own good. But they are coming at you with as everything as they can. What I have learned, and it really hit me today, and this is what I was resolving right before the show went on, is that these are the ones that carry the most fear. So if you are being in any way made to feel less than for who you are, whoever it would ever be that is coming after you is actually afraid of you. They're afraid. And so when that happens, rather than interface it at the level of consciousness it was sent at, why not simply bring your hand to your heart, knowing that this is just fear talking, and when people are afraid, they will give away their power. So in this moment, what have they done? They have given away their power to their ego. They have forgotten who they are. They've totally forgotten who they are because they're so engrossed in that energy, right? This is what you were just talking about.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. And so just to wrap that up, as that is happening, then the way to solve that is to let it go. Don't engage it. Don't go tit for tat. But maybe lift into that seventh dimensional space of non-judgment where only the melting love of compassion comes forward and ask a simple question. What are you afraid of? Don't engage the content. It's not real. What's real in their world, because they have forgotten who they are, is that they are afraid. Hence, that is why they have forgotten who they are. Hence, that's why they're afraid. It's a self-perpetuating cycle. And you, as a master, have an opportunity to just bring your hand to your heart, wave the compassion into your own presence, and look them straight in the eye and say, what is it you're afraid of? And most likely, they will, they're either going to receive that and then it'll open up a greater gap, or they're going to get worse. And then, you know, it's time to disengage, right? Stop trying to beat your head against the wall.
You know, it is one of the most challenging things
interacting
in our world. And
this
ties into what, you know,
right, what you were saying. Yeah.
Is that as we lift in our levels of consciousness, we become less understandable or understood by those who are anchored in other frequencies. And it's one of those things, if a person is operating from fear, then not yet, in a second. If a person is operating from fear, they are at a level of consciousness which is very defensive.
Well, they're disempowered.
They're disempowered.
If you are afraid, you're giving away your power. You're disempowered.
And the question, they feel that any authority or any conversation that involves a compromise, from their point of view, is giving away their power, and they need to trust you. So one of the things to keep in mind when having these conversations, because they always show up, bring your energy up to star consciousness, to be in that non-verbal place of emanating beauty, connection, trust, and peace, and to be able to say to somebody, I see that what you're saying is really important to you, and I respect and I value that, and I am asking what it might take for you to trust me and what I have to share as well. To open up a conversation that acknowledges each other rather than only argues the point.
And you want to do that after you clarify the fear, because oftentimes people that are not ready for that level of intimacy, you know, you will know. We are not dishing advice. What we are sharing is that it is important on this day of co-creation to lift into those higher realms of consciousness.
And the only way we can,
because that's the up level.
The only way we can have a conversation with anybody who's at a different level of consciousness is to begin where they are
at.
Not where you are.
Exactly.
Where they are. You have to find the common ground and lift from there.
And remember, fear is a lower state of consciousness. And so this is the model of self-ascension, which we released a couple weeks ago. And I want to share it because in our email today, she was talking about she actually experienced unconditional love.
Yes.
And if you see on here, the four steps of the yoga of self-ascension, as were gifted to us through Archangel Zadkiel and clearly told, there was no specific order. You're constantly going to be in this experience, are unconditional love, right?
Yes.
Surrender, what surrender looks like, be in union with the self, and to release judgment. And in the center where that torus pulses out, you see the peace, the love, and the joy. That's the stabilization of the physical form. And so we wanted to share this with you because in this moment of consciousness, as our up-level moment, as this illuminated new moon energy, which is peaking right now if you're grabbing this live, and remember that if you grab any of our shows, even a year later, the energy of that moment is always there because this community is so blessed. And so, Sri, I need to share that we have got to go to the phone lines. My ears.
Okay.
Do you guys hear that? There is like the loudest, it's like I'm hearing the phone lines. So where are we going? Let's go. We're going to Mexico. I'd love to go to Mexico.
All right. We're going over the BBS lines and say hi to Andrea from Mexico.
Namaste, Andrea. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. Hi.
Well, bless you. Thank you for your all your videos. They really have guided me and many people. I call because I've been in the awakening process for already like 3 years, and I never even thought that I could know what I know or how I've transformed. Now, also physically, in the way of like my context, I completely left my old self, and now I'm like in a limbo, and I'm completely surrendering, but I don't really know how to coexist. In like, for example, financially, I only know how to do the old ways, and I'm struggling with between finding new ways of coexisting with who I, honoring who I am, which is I'm completely committed. I just don't know how to cross over my context, if that makes sense.
Yes,
so
it does. Well, Angel, first and foremost, I just need you to hear that as I was connecting with you, I have this beautiful vibrational pulse in my heart, and it's in my high heart. And so, yes, honey, you are so anchored. You are so committed. You have a beautiful, ignited high heart, and I can feel the pulse wave. And your third chakra is afraid. You know, it's very much what we were just saying. The one that is yelling, in your case, it's like your third chakra is yelling, saying, tell me what to do. You know, I don't know what to do. I'm nervous here. And so what I'm being shown is that you have incredible skills and talents that you're not really looking at. And this gift, and it's coming in, you have like, I'm calling them the tribe because there's like, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm pretty sure it's 7. And they stand right behind you. And yeah, I keep calling them the tribe. Some of them look very indigenous, but from other worlds of energies. Some are very, anyway, this beautiful tribe around you is what I was hearing. That's why we had to go to your line first. And so for those of you that are connecting or may want to, I'm going to take, and I'm sharing this with you, Andrea, I want you to take your pointer fingers and literally stick them in your ears and breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, and then pull the ears out, pull the fingers out, and feel this energy that will open. It's like I'm feeling your crown receiving this new beautiful ray of illumination, and it's coming in and it's cleansing. It just keeps saying to you over and over again, breathe up, remember, and trust. You have more in front of you than you have been aware of, and it is time to see with clear eyes. And so I believe you're being given a clearing. I believe that we all are. I believe it was meant to be for our journey. We're all going to go on in just a moment. So thank you. Thank you for being the powerhouse, amazing woman that you are. We love you dearly.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Bless you.
Bless you too, my angel.
Namaste.
Many blessings. And Sri, I do want to share that I do feel that this was very much about the illuminated journey. Are you guys all feeling that? It's very
more integrated now.
Yeah, it really does. All right, let's go over to the other call board. Where are we going, Sri? We're going to, where are we going? Portland, Maine?
Okay.
All right. Namaste, Portland, Maine. Brr, I bet it's, I mean, we're down here sweating. You got to tell me what the weather is. Namaste, Portland, Maine.
Namaste, Sri and Kira.
Hi, Angel.
Hello. About 4 months ago, I called in and told you I was going to India.
Uh-huh.
And I just returned. And I feel like I'm a testament of trust and following your heart. I quit my life here and went to India, and now I'm back in the United States with a whole new life in front of me, the one that I've always wanted, and I'm so excited. And I have you and the collective to thank for that. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for saying yes to you. You know, for every one of us that says yes to us, you hold open a light for 100,000 others to do the same. And so I'm excited.
Thank you. I'm excited too. I'm coming back to the love of my life. I'll be moving in with him. We met in India.
Woohoo!
And the real story of that is I went to India to meet a man who lived 2 hours away from me.
I love that story. I love that story.
Yeah, you know, our families and our children and our lives, nothing has to change. And I have a spiritual partner.
That rocks my world. Yeah. I love this story. And I know that everyone listening is too, especially on this beautiful day of creation. Talk about an illuminated new moon. Wow.
So, I'm really calling in to say thank you. I've been following you guys since February last year. And because I've followed you and listened, my life really has changed, and everything is illuminated, and self-ascension is so strong in me and moving forward, and I can't wait to just share my gifts and my love with the universe. It's just so amazing and powerful.
I'm feeling it, and Sri and I are feeling it. And hey, as your heart is called, you guys come visit us down here in Ecuador or join us in Peru. We'd love to hang out with you. Thank you for saying yes to you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Oh, we love you, honey.
Thank you.
Namaste. Many blessings. You know, Sri, I think I have that, you know, smiley hurdy cheek, because, you know, like when you can't stop smiling. This is the blessing of this community. And,
yes.
And you know, that was reminding me of, you know, the first Saturday of every month, we do the Mastery Mentorship Miracle Gathering. And that's exactly what we do in the Miracle Gathering, is we share all of our miracles with each other. And Sri and I often do it in Soulment. We teach the energy of the month. It's a very beautiful gathering. If you don't know what we're talking about, get our app. It's free. You definitely want the app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. But after you get the app, there is a little, you know, there's a little menu. Go to the menu and learn about Mastery Mentorship. You know, have fun. Take it to another level.
Yeah. We'd like to interact
up
more
level
with you.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I've learned along the way is that we mentor each other. I don't think you can teach anybody anything, but you can share from the heart. We can share what we know to be true. We can emanate an energy of truth. And the truth is always attractive. Truth brings an attraction energy to bear that helps open you up or pull you from self-defeating thoughts and behaviors. So sometimes when truth is spoken to another being, it can feel a little harsh. But if the energy of the heart is actually there, if the energy of sincerity, love, and presence are there while the words are being shared, it will never injure.
Mm.
And this is important, because the truth itself is a liberator. I think we heard that before. The truth will set you free.
In so many different ways. And, you know, as you're sharing that, of course, I always go back to Lost Books of the Essene, Lesson 5. Go to SriandKira.com, right at the top, Messages from the Masters. go to the Lost Books of the Seen, Message 5, because that's really what they talk about there as well, and, yeah. and give some guidance on how to navigate that. So, such a beautiful thing. You know, Sri, I'm gazing at the time. I'm looking at our call boards. Do we sneak in another caller before we go over to our beautiful...
We could.
All right, we're going to go to... It looks like, is that California, maybe?
I think it is. Let's say hi here.
Maybe Oakland? I'm not sure. Namaste. Welcome, California. Hi.
Say hi. Well, sorry, we can't hear you.
Hello.
It's you. So go ahead and turn down your radio.
Turn down the other speaker.
It's you.
Hi. Okay. Sorry.
No worries. Hey, sweetheart.
Welcome.
I think I can do it.
So go ahead and turn down your radio.
Turn down the other speaker.
It's you.
I know. I'm having technical issues.
Okay. Well.
Okay. I think I got it. Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Wow. I'm so excited. I tried to call last month and I messed it up last month too. So I finally got through. I'm really excited. And
good job.
We're excited too.
Thank you so much. I'm just writing a book and it's really scary telling the truth. And I'm afraid that all the people in my book who I love are going to be destroyed because it's a lot of truth. It's just a lot of business, you know? And I guess I just needed a little support around that because I just have a lot of fear, even though I know it's really important to face yourself and that we learn and grow through it. And I know it's really important to do this work, but it's just very scary.
You're right, it is. And so bring your hands to your heart first, sweetheart, and take in a deep breath. I want you to just relax. And what's so beautiful is that what's happening is that you're letting go of the density ego as you are giving yourself the gift of ascending into the compassion you. Because my love, as you ignite the truth, rather than looking at it from the realm of density where hurt exists, I invite you to pull on your hat of compassion and realize that you are freeing each one of them to discover the depth of their journey and what they need to be able to continue with their growth. You are playing your role perfectly, just as they are playing theirs. To really walk the yoga of self-ascension, to really walk with our spiritual tenacity, means that there's times when we have to say and do things that to the world of density may seem cruel or discompassionate. Yet when we tie on the lens of true compassion, who are we not to act with the highest at our behest? And so I invite you to do one thing. Make sure when you sit with yourself and you connect with that which you feel called to share, that it is inscrutably the truth. And what I have learned over 18 years is that if you stay right there, while there might be a few bruised egos along the way, at the end of the day, the master within you is so radiant, so illuminated, that others are doing the same. Go read the Lost Books of the Essene at SriAndKara.com. It really will help you feel better. And stay firm with who you are. We are in a moment of divine creation. And so I love that you got through today. And pay attention that you got through during a Mercury retrograde when theoretically the technical should have been worse. And so pay attention to how powerful you really are, my love. I love you dearly.
Many
Thanks
blessings.
For getting through, honey.
I love you both. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Namaste.
Great.
Yeah. Awesome, huh?
Absolutely.
I love this community. You guys rock.
And you know, and it is such a thing. You know, I was talking about truth a moment ago, and then she's coming.
I know.
Her,
aren't we loving this, right?
Dilemma. It is that there are times in the arena of social wholeness where we're best to be a little more silent until directly asked.
Mm.
Just because we know a truth doesn't mean it's time to articulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. where wisdom and discretion come into play.
Spiritual discernment.
And then there are times when we are directly asked that we must decide, was the question sincerely wanting to hear?
Yeah.
or was it a platitude?
Right.
Before deciding to what degree we're going to share.
Well, and you're also compromising your integrity. You know, what mm-hmm. we don't realize is that Sri and I, for example, we're very excited to be at Soul Mirrors Tuesday night. Number one, because we're wrapping up this, but number two, because we've got a lot of exciting stuff happening Tuesday night. Just come join us Tuesday night.
Yeah,
yeah, really, 6 p.m. Pacific time. So what's happened is that we have been in this collaboration with these amazing beings. It's been four of us, perfect balance, right? Collaborating this incredible gift that's coming forward onto the planet. And we have been finalizing one of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And during that, what I have found very powerful was that at one point, I was the only one that would write and say, yes, this is beautiful, and this needs to change, this needs to change, this needs to change. And I believe the person editing it does not see our vision at all. And I bruised some egos and got some emails back that said, Kira, you're such a badass, but I love it. And what Sri and I have been dialoguing about is that when did simply saying the truth make you a badass? When did simply saying, I love you so much that I want us both to flourish, and if I see something that obviously is going to take away from that, then would it not mm-hmm. be... would it be out of my integrity? I think platitude is out of integrity.
Yeah,
and this is not a reign to be mean. That's not what we're talking about.
No.
But I think platitude is out of integrity.
No, but platitudes are just a way of having lazy communication.
They're basically one step removed from hypocrisy, right? Because they are in their own way hypocritical. I know. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, no, come to my house. All right, I'm being a brat. All right, Sri, look at our time.
Yeah.
I think it's time, don't
let's,
you?
Let's do it.
All right. So beloved angels, I think we've had such an extraordinary call aboard, so many beautiful beings, so much energy. And before we go deeper into this moment and into this upliftment, I want you to just, if possible, calm down, you know, put away things if you can. If you are driving, pull over or don't listen too good to this. Whatever you are doing right now, invite yourself into a greater sense of presence with you. And as you do, Sri and I are just going to end the show while we are completing this process today. And we do invite you to carry forward. And then this evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, to just take 5 minutes if you can. And if you can't, just at 6:30 p.m., maybe just send us Star Consciousness hello, or
just
send hello. I am here. I'm ready. I am open, right? Send your co-creative miracle. Whatever you are co-creating, that's why we will be running the Fountain of Creation for all, for this planet, for this world, for this universe, for all of the timelines. Then that's what we're going to do right now, is we're going to invite a stretch in your auric field. We're going to invite a moment for you to really get clearer on everything that's in front of you right now, and to carry that in. And remember, sacred union begins when we offer real-time partnership between the soul and the body. And if you are in sacred partnership, then at some point during the energy of this moon, optimally today, but if not between now and Tuesday, you want to share these visions with each other and see how they come together.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted us to take a moment to kind of center before you began, honey.
Okay, so let's take a moment. If it's safe to do so, close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And if it's not safe to do so, honor and respect that, because this is recorded. You can come back.
Please do.
And so, beloved ones, get comfy where you're sitting. Mm-hmm. And be right here, right now. And one of the best ways that I have discovered to move into present time is to follow your breath right to the back of your heart. Let's take a big breath in. Feeling that expansion. Ave, sa. I am relaxing evermore. I am safe. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And in this relaxed state of mind, allow yourself to simply be present to what is coming forward in the visual cortex, what is coming forward in your imagination, what is coming forward in that felt sense. It doesn't matter how you get information. What matters is that you say, I'm willing to receive. Show me my highest expression now. Offer me a feeling, a vision that represents this timeline of manifestation that is in the highest service. I wish to connect with this energy now. And just relax and trust. And in this new moon of creation, allow the images, allow the feelings, allow the sense of that which is meant to come forward in your life to become known. I am willing to see it. I'm willing to feel it. I'm willing to sense it now. So.
Sri, as part of that sensing, I was just literally almost pushed by Archangel Zadkiel, because it was shared that consciousness is healing. Consciousness is healing. That everyone needed to know before they went any further, that to understand that is to understand your ascended beingness. And that before we went any deeper into this, please go to SriAndKira.com. Right on the homepage, click on Consciousness as Healing, and please join Sri Ramka on the 29th on the leap year of perfect balance. We're going to talk a lot more about this Tuesday night, but they didn't want us to go any further. And they said in this energy right now, to know that in this up-level experience, in this up-level moment, it is the consciousness that, and they're saying it both ways, consciousness is healing. Consciousness is healing. And to take that in as we go further into this co-creative expansion, and that each one of you in this moment is actually listening to Sri and I outside of the third dimensional window. So close your eyes, let go, find out if your ego brain was just saying anything. Let go of that. And they're showing it like a, like an accordion. They're showing the energy. If you look between my hands, it's like the energy right now. We are working with all of these parallel timelines, and they're saying that you can even be sitting with your eyes closed and imagine you're playing this accordion, and notice where your hands feel the most comfortable. Notice, wow, notice, straighten your fingers, notice where you feel the radiance come in. And they're saying that what is most important as you go into the void of the illuminated new moon creation for the next 2 years is knowing how to, it's like you're opening and expanding and viewing, and literally by feel, you're able to adjust this energy. And you always want to bring it toward the heart. Even if you end up out here, even if you're starting out here, you want to bring it in toward the heart. You want to be working in toward the heart, into the center. And I know you know that, that was not planned. No. And so I'm just inviting us all to breathe.
It's an including important, me. Important sharing. Beloved ones, as we come to a close today, I want you to take what was opened and continue it in your own way and in your own pace. Because
breathe
tonight at the new moon, and you can certainly join us at 6:30. Use that as your gateway to be connected to the vision that your soul is giving to your awareness, to have the experience of the energy of that vision, and then to choose to manifest it. Awareness, experience, and choice. This is the cycle of the upliftment.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.